This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Finally, a tire that lets you go green and save green. Now through April 30th, buy 4 select fuel-efficient Bridgestone Ecopia or Eco Product tires, and you could receive a $70 American Express reward card by mail. Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. Terms and conditions apply to American Express reward cards. Certain limitations apply, including monthly fee of $2 beginning in month 7 after activation. Visit BridgestoneTire.com/promotion for complete terms and cardholder agreement. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to take your car's performance to the next level.
Hawkeye Steel is moved to its new office and showroom. Come out and visit them at 711 Hawkeye Avenue in White City. In addition to their steel inventory and metal building panels and component, they now stock a variety of metal-related goods, such as metal shelving, air compressors, nuts and bolts, etc. Ornamental iron components for the do-it-yourselfer, or they can quote you fabricated units. Hawkeye Steel also carries a variety of welding supplies. New items arrive daily. Get to Hawkeye Steel today. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
First of all, in the news on this Friday morning from WSMI FM 106 and electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 692.5, down 1.5. July wheat trading at 697.5, down 2. May corn now trading at 630.25, up 0.25. July corn trading at 619, up 0.5. May soybeans trading at 1362, down a dime. July beans trading at 1341.25, down 10.5. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 694, down 2.5. July wheat ended at 699.5, down 1.75. September wheat ended at 708, down 2.25. May corn yesterday ended at 630, down 11.5. July corn 618.5, down 11.75. September corn ended the day at 555, down 4. May soybeans yesterday ended at 1372, down 8.25. July beans ended at 1351.75, down 6. August beans ended at 1322, down 4.75. May soybean meal yesterday ended at 397.10, down 9. July meal 394.40, down 4. August meal ended at 382.10, down 1. May soybean oil yesterday ended at 48.55, down 60. July oil 48.84, down 58. August oil 48.90, down 56. May oats yesterday ended at 359, down 3. July oats 350.5, down 6.5. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Thursday afternoon. Slow export interest helped to pull corn and soybean futures lower. And in the cash markets today, basis for both corn and soybeans remained steady to firm. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 11 to 13 lower at 628 to 645. Soybeans were down 8 to 9 cents at 1372 to 1386. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 10 to 12 cents lower at 641 to 650, and soybeans dropped 8 to 10 cents at $13.82 to $14 even. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 11 to 14 cents at 617 to 658. Soybeans fell 7 cents at 1387 to 1403, while the wheat bids ended mostly 2 to 3 lower at 685 to 699. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 5 to 8 cents at 1420 to 1427, with basis ending steady to 3 cents stronger, ranging from 48 to 55 over the May. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped 90 cents per ton on Thursday to range from 404.10 to 411.10. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 8 to 11 cents, 655 to 670, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger, range from 25 to 40 over the May. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 11 cents lower at 642 to 645. Basis ended steady to 4 cents stronger at 12 to 15 over the May. Soybeans down 9 at 397 to 1405, with basis a penny lower, ranging from 25 to 33 over the May. And the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery gaining 2 to 3 cents at 689 to 699, with basis up 4 to 5 cents at 10 under to option July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 12 to 14 lower at 638 to 643. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 8 to 9 cents with quotations at 1409 to 1413. Soft red winter wheat down 3 at 703 to 704, while Milo ended 12 cents lower at 619 to 620. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers for new crop corn range from 503 up to 519. New crop soybean bids at 1193 to 1219. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from 504 up to 521. New crop bean bids at 1194 to 1217. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 507 to 525. New crop bean bids at $12 up to 1226. And the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 670 up to 692. That is our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, April hogs ended at 81.42. Up a penny. May hogs ended at 89.15, down a dollar. June hogs 92.02, down 45. April cattle yesterday 127.25, down 72. June cattle 122.35, down 85. August cattle 123.20, down 62. April feeder cattle yesterday 143.90, down 65. May feeders 145.95, down 62. August feeders 152.82, down 67. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis were 99 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 74 to 76.54. with a weighted average carcass price of $76.02. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded $1 to $3 lower with weaker demand for sows under 500 pounds. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 46 to 50, the 4 to 5 weights 49 to 54, the 5 to 550 weights 53 to 56, and 550 and up 55 to 58 with a few at 61. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady to a dollar higher with moderate demand for good offerings ranging from 51 to 56. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,425 head. Greenville Livestock Auction Report for April 3rd, they had receipts of 1,096, and the choice slaughter steers were bringing 122.50 to 130. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 110 to 114.50. The choice slaughter heifers 122.50 to 126. And onto the slaughter cows, they had some premiums at 95.50. Boner's 80-87-50, and the lean 72-77. Feeder steers, medium and large, 5 to 6 weights, 147-158. The 6 to 7 weights, 129-134. Feeder Holstein steers, 3 to 5 weights, we're bringing 101-105. And the feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, 140-148. The 5 to 6 weights, 122-150 to 131, and the 7 to 8 weights at 120-128. They had some feeder bulls, medium and large, 5 to 6 weights, 137-147, and the 7 to 8 weights, 119-128. Now from the Skyler Livestock Auction at Rushville for April 3rd, they had receipts of 585 head. And starting with the slaughter cows, they had some premiums bringing 110.50 to 111, breakers at 80 to 85, boners 70 to 75, and the lean 62.50 to 65. They had some feeder steers, 5 to 6 weights at 140 to 157, feeder heifers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 133 to 143, and the 5 to 6 weights at 121 to 139.50. Medium and large bred cows, second stage, young, we're bringing 850 to 1500, and the middle age, 825 to 1250. On to the walnut sales opening report for April 4th. They had 376 head, and starting with the slaughter steers, they were bringing 125.25 to 130.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 113 to 114. Choice slaughter heifers, 126 to 128.50. Now from the National Carlot Pork Report, trading was very slow with light to moderate demand. And offerings, they only traded 27 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 77.28, which was 33 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were 191.72, which was 24 cents lower, and the select carcasses were 188.25, which was 4 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 123,000, which compared to 120,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was at 426,000, compared to 426,000 last week and 415,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 170 up 5. For block cheese, 173 and 3 quarter up 4 and a half. For barrel cheese, 166 and a quarter up 2. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Wednesday, 1742. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.35. For May, $6.53. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.27. And for May, $6.45. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $13.94. And for May, $13.74. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.73. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $6.35. Corn at Scottville, $6.27. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $13.94. And wheat at Scottville, $6.73. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Saturday morning. Right now, color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own: FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the low to the middle 60s and light north winds. Tonight becoming cloudy, low temperatures in the mid 40s. Tomorrow Saturday, partly cloudy, the high in the upper 60s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, cloudy skies with a day-to-day chance of showers, low temperatures in the upper 40s, highs in the mid 60s. Right now, light north winds, the barometric pressure is rising. Our temperature, 38 degrees under partly cloudy skies. And in the news on this Friday morning, the second annual chicken workshop will be held at the Hamel Elevator. Amy Rozier of Hamel Co-op Grain explains.
It's for experienced chicken owners, new chicken owners, anyone who's thinking about or interested or just wants some new knowledge about chickens. We have Don Davis, he's a local Japanese bantam breeder, going to come and talk about just basic flock safety, you know, as far as what you need to do to protect your flock. We have Dr. Jennifer Ostrom from the Greenville Veterinary Clinic coming to talk about chicken vaccinations. Charlie Casson, our Purina rep, will be there to talk about animal nutrition, and I'll probably talk a little bit about marketing your eggs and give some information about the Illinois egg package that you can get from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It starts at 10 a.m. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to noon.
And there will also be refreshments and prizes at the second annual chicken workshop. It will be held at Hamel Co-op Grain once again Saturday morning starting at 10. Cindy Campbell reports on the American Angus Association's plans to host its 2014 annual meeting in Kansas City.
In the new location, CEO Bryce Schumann says the organization hopes to increase participation in the three-day event that celebrates the business breed.
We have the opportunity for more time together, more opportunity to focus on where our organization needs to go, more opportunity to learn about the programs and services that are offered, and the complete and total focus is on the breed and the organization.
Tentative dates are set for November 5th to November 7th, 2014 at the KCI Exposition Center, just 30 minutes from the association headquarters in St. Joseph, Missouri.
The greatest advantage is going to be that it's close to the association headquarters. And I think we want to have an open house that we can invite those that are going to come participate in the meeting and attend the opportunity to come to the headquarters. And I think that's going to be a great feature of this first offsite annual meeting.
Preliminary event planning includes educational seminars and workshops, keynote speakers, and sessions to conduct association business. An extensive trade show featuring allied industry partners is also being discussed.
I can't help but think it's going to be a great, fun, and successful event that our members are going to truly enjoy. If Kansas City is the success that we're planning for it to be, we'll look at the opportunity maybe to move it around to a handful of locations to give members all across the country the opportunity to attend an annual convention of delegates.
Visit angus.org for more information on the 2014 annual meeting as it develops. I'm Cindy Campbell.
The Pork Checkoff has adopted a leadership role in the sow housing debate. After extensive research into the issue, there has been a reaffirmation of the pork industry's position. Pork Checkoff Vice President of Science and Technology, Dr. Paul Sundberg, explains.
Whether the sows are housed in pens or whether they're housed in individual stalls, their welfare can be equivalent in either one. The important thing is the ability of the producer, the ability of the caretaker to be able to handle the pigs that are, the sows that are in those facilities, and to match the abilities and the resources of the producer with the housing type that is selected.
The Pork Checkoff has a series of webinars underway for those on the farm, helping them make decisions on sow housing. The webinars will provide information based on experiences and science that will offer information for sow housing decisions.
We're also working on another series of webinars, similar type of thing with stall housing. that will give stall housing is kind of the standard, but we'll also give some information about, for example, detection of lameness in stalls and how to take care of those, how to best take care of those sows in stalls. The important thing is, whether it's pens or whether it's stalls, again, is to match up the abilities and the resources of the producer with the type of housing system that they can use, because that's what addresses the welfare of the sow. And really, that's what the whole thing's about. The focus should be on the sow and her welfare, and trying to force things isn't a way to go. So it's producer choice, but it's producer choice based on ability, based on resources, with a foundation of science.
Information on the webinars is available at www.pork.org. Animal care is important to productivity, which is important to pork producers.
Beyond that, there's also a commitment to the welfare of the animal, because these people work with animals. And I've been a veterinarian for a long time, and I've worked with a lot of producers and a lot of farmers. And it's not infrequent when the farmer will say, do whatever has to be done because we have to take care of that animal. And pork producers are exactly the same way. They're part of that culture. They're part of that commitment. And their animals, they live with those animals. They work with those animals. And beyond the economic piece of it, producers and their veterinarians every day are out on the farm working with their animals to make sure that they are taken care of, they're productive, and they're doing the right thing.
For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Once again, go to www.pork.org, or you can phone 800-456-PORK. For the first time, weekly export sales of pork are being tracked. Joe Sheely of the United States Meat Export Federation talked to economist Aaron Borer about what it all means.
USDA, through the Foreign Ag Service Export Sales Reporting System, has reported on a weekly basis export sales, mainly for bulk commodities, since the 1970s. Beef and hides are also included and have been reported for several years. But as pork exports have increased and accounted for about a quarter of production, there's been growing interest in seeing export sales reported for pork as well. And so USDA had been looking at adding pork to the cover list for a while. And then in 2010, the Mandatory Price Reporting Act said that pork had to be added. So it's been in the works for a while. Last summer, the proposed rule was first released and comments were submitted. And finally, the final rule was published last week. It is strictly volume-based, so it's volume and destination country, and it's strictly for pork muscle cuts, so variety meats and processed products are not included.
Borer says this weekly information is designed to provide a more timely indicator of pork trade activity.
Clearly for pork, where exports are incredibly important for the situation of the industry, it ideally will be helpful to have a more timely pulse on the export marketplace instead of waiting the 6 to 8 weeks for the monthly stats to be released. And that's the goal of the program, is to give us a more timely indicator, if nothing else, of what's happening on export sales.
Only exporters making a final sale to a foreign buyer are required to report weekly data to FAS, so unless pork producers are directly involved in such sales, they needn't be concerned about the new requirements. For more information on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.
In other news, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service have announced recent results of efforts to support exports of U.S. agricultural products. APHIS is announcing the opening of export markets to Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Russia for U.S. day-old chicks and hatching eggs. Secretary Vilsack says this is a significant agreement for poultry exporters. He notes APHIS has pursued the opening of the Russian market to U.S. day-old chicks and hatching eggs for nearly 10 years. APHIS officials have also reached agreement on export certification requirements for U.S. dairy cattle shipments to Iraq. According to Secretary Vilsack, the Middle East is an important and emerging market for U.S. cattle exporters. U.S. pears are now available for the first time ever to Chinese consumers due to the work of APHIS officials. Secretary Vilsack says there is excitement of the new market opportunities and continued success for the industry. Within the next two seasons, China is expected to be one of the top five export destinations for U.S.-grown pears. According to the USDA, these efforts are expected to help increase exports of U.S. cattle, poultry products, and pears by over $85 million a year. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show is Martin Roach of the CMR Saddlery in Smithboro. He'll talk about the leather work he does on saddles and his Western art. Some of his art is displayed in museums in 40 states. The Saturday Farm Show will be heard Saturday morning at 6:05 on FM 106, Saturday afternoon at 12:45 on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. As we close on this Friday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 692¾, down 1½. July wheat trading at 697, down 2½. May corn now trading at 630¼, up a quarter. July corn trading at 618½, unchanged. May soybeans trading at 1361½, down 10½. July beans 1340¾, that is down 11. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.